Okay, we are starting a new parak of Pirkei Avos, and we're up to the third parak. We're also finishing up the parsha, so we're starting and we're finishing really at the same time. Our learning should be in Zchus Refuah Shlema for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya B'Sos Shachar Yisrael. Thank you so much for Torah Or for opening up their home, and I guess this is an away game, so we're on an away game. We have to feel that we can't feel the pressure from the home crowd. All right, here we go. Page 2. Akali ben Mahal Omer Shtaka B'Shosha Dvarim Ve'enata Ba'lidei Aveira. Akali ben Mahal said, a person should think and look in three things, and you'll never come to sin. Ta'amayin baso la'anata hoylech lefnei mi'ata asid din v'chashvan. Know these three things, you'll never come to sin. Know where you came from, know where you're going, and know who you're going to stand in front of. Obviously, the Rabbanu Shalom. The Gra points out, actually, Din V'cheshbon. I didn't put this in the packet, but Din V'cheshbon is a double Lashon. It's for the same thing, no? Din V'cheshbon. So the Gra says is that Din V'cheshbon are two separate things. Real brisker mahalach. So he says the Din V'cheshbon means that when a person sins, you also lose time to be able to do the right thing. So not only are you going to be judged for your sins, but also for the time that you used that you didn't use, that you could use for mitzvahs. That's what he says about Din V'cheshbon. Not for now. A lot of mafarshim go into a big mahalach of why, what is it? Does it look like a Gemara if you look at the Mishnah? Questions, answers. Usually the Mishnah just tells me the facts. Questions, answers, this, that, what's going on here? Again, not for now. Everyone, there's a lot written here. So Gemara answers, Me'ayin basa, and then it repeats the questions like you forgot it. Me'ayin basa, from where did you come from? Mitipas rucha, from a little drop. Where are you going? You're going into the ground. Very exciting. You're going into the ground. You're going to die. Who are you going to have to give judgment to? In front of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ben Yonah has very nice introductory remarks, and he says that if you look at all these three things about Tipa Surcha, and if you look at the Malkam Alfar and Din Cheshbon, they're all trying to focus on three separate things. The first one is talking about to help us be a little more humble. Daima and Basa, know where you came from. You came from a little dot. Who are you? Then the thing, when you see Rav Shechter, you see how humble he is. You know how much Torah he knows. The way he speaks, it's truly incredible. He's mamash a living of this Rabbeinu Yoina. B'zman shetistalka ma'ayin basa. Realize that your mamish nothing, you'll be saved from gaiva. That's the first thing. Ulana taholech, and where are you going from? You're going to the ground. Well, how is that going to help you? That's going to help you in your taivas. It's going to help you in your tanugim. But libcha la'ayin ataholech, where are you going? Lo sachbots betanugim be'adonim ki l'so ataturech. You're going for nothing. What? You're going for a little physical pleasure? Do you know where you're going? You're going into the ground. You're not going to have any pleasure. It's over. Okay, a little pleasure here, but you have to have a little futuristic type of thing where you'll see how these three actually connect to the Mishnah later in Pirkei Avos. Kina, Taivod, Kavod, Motzinus, Admin, Olam. I'm sure he's going to quote that later on. Hopefully we'll get to it. And finally, he says, at the end of the day, how are you going to come in front of the Rabbonu Shalom? You're going to sin? You're going to have to pay up to the Rabbonu Shalom. If you go to page 3, I'm just going to go through it quickly. Page 3 quotes from the Beis Shmuel Achron. It says, if you actually look at these three things, Ma'ayin Basa, where you came from, where you're going, and who you're going to have to stand in front of, it's only really telling you what not to do. It's not telling you what to do. Right? Says the Beis Shmuel, it's only, you know, if you think about these things, it's a little scary, but it's not telling you to learn, or to daven, or do chesed. That's what the Beis Shmuel Acharon points at. But the Noam HaMelech has a fascinating idea. He says, if you look a little deeper, on the bottom of page 3, the Noam HaMelech says that you might think that it's only coming to scare us off a little bit, but it's actually coming to empower us and make us feel, wow, you get to be a Yid, you get to be a Jew. He says there are two types of outlooks in the world. There's something called Romus V'Gadus Bari Olam, to think about how great God is, and also Shivas Adam. This is actually to see how low man is. This is a machlokus, a very famous machlokus between the two brothers of the Noam HaMelech and the Rebbe Zusha. So I never knew who said what, but they each had a different. A different lesson of which one comes first. Da mayan basa. What does it mean, mayan basa? Know where you came from. Mehecha nishmascha tohira nechseva. Halal yeh mitachas kisei kavod. ולענה תהלך להיכן צריכת נשמסך לחסו למקום מחסבסו ועלך לשמה על זכוסה ותהרסה. So he says, this whole Mishnah is not focusing on the Shiflos, right? The Beis Shmuel, Tosa just said, this whole Mishnah is just basically scaring a kid. Going to the candy store, you without paying, you're gonna mess up, you're gonna have to pay up. The Noam Melech gives a totally different view of the whole Mishnah. Noam Melech says, no, Damai and Basa, you're in the Shema. You come from the Kisei Kavod. Ulana Tahoylech. Know that you're going to have to give back to the Rabbona Shom. Right? The Chazal tell us that every single Jew, every single neshama says has to take a shvua. It says the same way that I'm clean when I come down, I'm going to return to you my clean neshama. The Tehillitain Din Cheshbon. What a schus it is to be able to be a representative of God. Let's mamish the opposite. Bishmuel says that at the end of the day, it's all about scaring us off a little bit. No, Melech says it's a little bit of empowering. So I thought maybe this could connect a little bit to the different insights on how to be a better person and how to try to work on our Yitzhahara. So this week was a very famous yahrzeit, the yahrzeit of Rav Nosson of Breslov. He was a famous student of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. And he writes on page 4, he writes, the Yitzhahara is very smart. It's very, very smart, the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara is like a person. He gives the mashal. We'll just do it outside. It's like a person running through the street, and he makes a big announcement. Everyone come see what I have in my hand. And everyone wants to see. Everyone thinks Yitzhahara is pumping it up. He's mamish. He's putting up flyers. You got to see what's in my hand. And finally, he says, okay, it's going to come. He opens his hand, and poof, there's nothing there. He says, that's what the Yitzhahara does. It makes us think that you do this, you're going to feel the ultimate gratification. You're going to feel the ultimate satisfaction. I'm telling you, do it. It's going to feel good. And then what happens? He opens up his hand, as the Rabbi Nosson says, Poseach HaSiyodo, second to the last line, Ve'ein ba'klum, ki ein mi shi'imalei tavos ratzov. A person can never fulfill their taivas. A person can never fulfill their desires. So why even get started in it, right? Rav Nosson is such a beautiful, simple explanation. But if you think about it, the Yitzhahara, once you let the Yitzhahara in, that's when he gets it's the closing up. Reminds me of a show that I used to watch in high school called Lost. I'm not sure if anyone's holding him Lost, maybe, and definitely not Rav Shechter Taka, but there's a show that one, I don't know, this guy, whatever, you spoke to the... So this guy, once he spoke to him, he brought you into his territory. He can't even let the Yitzhar even speak to you. Right? These guys, you know, everyone holding in the show, they got lost on an island, the airplane, no one knew where they were. Okay, it's a picture of us here, not a TV show. Okay. So nice, you can't even let the Yitzhar be able to speak to you. Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, on page 5 and 6, he is the student of Rav Kook. I guess today we're doing all the students. So Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, beautiful, beautiful svarim. You can only really get them in Eretz Yisrael. I've yet to find them in America. So he writes on Pirkei Avos. We haven't quoted in a while. So he quotes the Gemara in Brachas in the first paragraph. La'olam yargiz adam yitzer tov al yitzahara. A person should do battle with his yitzer tov against the yitzahara. And if you're successful, good. And if you're not successful, you should learn Torah. If that works, good. If it doesn't work, you should say Kriyat Shema. If that works, good. If it doesn't work, Yaskir liyo yom ha-misa. Says Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. He says that this Mishnah and this Gemara, you might think that they're the same, but they're actually a little different. He says they're a little different. I can't tell you exactly how he says they're different, but he compares them both. And then he says, on page 6, a whole different outlook of the way to look at the Yitzhahara. We always view the Yitzhahara as like the Nazis. They're our enemies. They're out to get us. He says, no. He rock lamalei, third paragraph down. Tafkido lifazas asadam l'man yama b'nisam v'lishma lo v'kabos schara. The Yitzhahara, you might think he's against you. He wants you to beat him. He's a Kadosh Baruch Hu shliach. He's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's messenger. He wants you to beat him. I apologize. I didn't explain the first part before. I guess you'll have on overtime over Shabbos. We'll go through it. But he says the Yitzhahara wants you to beat him. You might look. He does a really good job of disguising himself. He makes himself look like, come on, I want you to beat me. I want to beat you. But he says, no, the Yitzhahara is just a shliach from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Rav Shor, which we're going to get to in a second, Rav Shor quoted the pasuk we say on Shabbos, Mizmo Adav Hashem Roi La'achsar, Gam Ki Elach B'Gei Tzimos, Lo Yira Ki Atayim Adi. Pashup Shak, don't be scared of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're always with me. Says the Sfas Emes, Rav Shor quoted, and I spoke to this about this in person, Gam Ki Elach B'Gei Tzimos, Lo Yira Ra Ki Atayim Adi. He says you have to put the comma after lo yira ki ata, comma, imadi. Lo yira ki ata, even the Yetzer Hara, is kam izimadi. Is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Don't think it's the Yitzhara versus the Kaddish Baruch Hu. No, it's also Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Yitzhara works for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And our job is to be able to recognize that. If you want to see that Gemara actually in last week's Parsha, such a beautiful insight of the Aznayim LaTorah. The Aznayim LaTorah, Rav Sorotkin of Cleveland. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you. I have to get a set. He says that Yaakov Avinu actually follows these three steps of the Gemara. Torah, Kriyas Shema, and Yaskel Yom Misa. Before Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim, which is the ultimate Egypt, right now we're going to the weeks before Shovavim, what does Yaakov do? He sends down Yehuda, build a base midrash. Yasub Torah. Now he's on the border of Mitzrayim. He's on the border of Egypt. He's on the border of the biggest Yitzhar in the entire world, of the filth. What does Yaakov do? Yaskel Yom Misa. He says Kriyas Shema. Yaskel Kriyas Shema. And what does he do? The next pasuk, after he says Kriyas Shema, he says, Amusa Hapam. Now I could die. He follows mamash these three steps of the Gemara. When I first heard that pshat, I was like, wow. What a beautiful pshat. And mamash works. Torah, Kriyas Shema, and Yaskel Yom Misa. A lot of questions, why Dafka, if Yaskel Yom Misa is the punch in the, punch in the throat, then why don't we just jump to the Yaskel Yom Misa? So the Baba Rebbe says, no, you don't want to start with sad things. First, daven, first learn. And then, if you know, the Yitzhar needs a big shellacking, then you could get started with the Mariano Rivera punching, in the ninth inning. But it's a team effort. It's not just one of them. Yeah, it's got to be all three. It's got to be all three together. Now, sure, on pages 7, 8, and 9, gives a beautiful, beautiful Torah on different insights on the Mishnah. So first he quotes the Pnei Menachem, the Gera Rebbe. In the right-hand corner, I'm sorry, my handwriting's all over the place. I was very excited by this. So this is a Rav Shor. He's a Rav in Brooklyn, in Flatbush. Beautiful, beautiful Svarim. So this is Chelik Beis. He quotes Pnei Menachem, and he says, what's this Lashon of Yedei Avera? If you look back in the Mishnah, it says, look at these three things. Just say Avera. What's Ba Lidei Avera? To the hands of Avera. But Pnei Menachem says, the Yitzhar is very smart. He doesn't start with the worst thing. He always starts with the mutter things. He starts, a little chillant, a little TV, a little this, a little that. And then what happens? Then he gets you started. It always starts with the mutter things. That's what Pnei Menachem says. Yedei Avera means the hands of Avera. I mean, it's not Avera's yet, but it has a taste of Avera's. Rishus, like you're reminding me of the Ramban in Kedoshim Tiyu. Right? And he says, what does it mean to be Kaddish? It means to be Kaddish in the mutter things. Be Kaddish in the things that are allowed. Okay, chillin's good, but you don't need to have three bowls of chillin. So then he quotes Rav Shor quotes on the bottom of page 7. He said before, the kina olam. Three things take us out of this world, and they cause us to have death. What are those three things? Jealousy, desire, and honor. And he connects, Rav Tzadok really connects it on page 8, he connects it to these three parts of the Mishnah. Rav Tzadok writes, Parshas Bo, me'ayin basa mitipasrucha, to know where you came from a drop. Hu mevata klipas hakina, that gets rid of jealousy. Shinyan kino, who is gabas neged chavero? When someone's jealous, you're jealous of what your friend has. He drives a Lexus, I only drive an Accord. He drives a Jaguar, and I drive a Honda Odyssey, a Jewmobile. I'm very, very upset. No, but when a person mayan babasa, know where you come from, you don't care so much about that. Shumi sharshal esav, okay, good. And then you get to be a little bit more humble. Then he says, "Ulana to holich, to know where you're going." Lakam ofar, the vata klipas ataiva. That gets rid of your taiva. You know you're going into the ground. That gets rid of your taiva. And he quotes the Gemara and Brachos over there. They were talking about how to beat the Yitzhar. And finally, he says, "Vlefne miata ase lidein demon cheshbon." You know you're going to have to stand in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that gets rid of the kavod. So what do we do? We did kina, we did taiva, and we did kavod, which are connected these three things. Mayim basa is kina. I'm just reviewing for myself. Ulana to hoylech gets rid of your taiva, and there's nemiyata asid dilitin din lechashbon gets rid of your gaiva. It says that it's all connected, and last but not least, they're just connected back now to the three avos on page 9. He says that Avram, we know Avram is the pillar of chesed. Page 9, Avram says Avram is chesed. What's chesed? The biggest strong, the biggest koach against someone does chesed. That's against taiva. Because someone, what's chesed? It's giving to others. Taiva is giving to yourself. That's what Rav Shor says. He quotes the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov. Yitzchak, which is David, which is Avoda, which is Davening, right? He was the pillar, he was the carbon. So what happens? Yitzchak gets rid of what? Yitzchak gets rid of kina. somehow. I didn't really understand what he said over here. Right? I guess by the pasuk by Yitzchak, it says that the plishtim got very jealous about when he had all of his wealth and everything. You know, especially with the psukim say that he redug the wells that they didn't. So Yitzchak is connected that, and finally Yaakov is connected. Yaakov is Torah, which is connected taiva, kina, and kavod. Because when a person learns Torah, it makes them feel a little more humble, right? We did a lot of threes right there. Let's just chazer. He said, he says, kina, taiva, and kavod. Each one of them are connected to those three. And Avram is and Yaakov, a nice to know, the chesed, davening, doing the right things, and learning Torah all help us be able to fight the Yitzhahara. And finally, page 10 and 11, a beautiful Torah on this week's Parsha that really encapsulates this entire message. Yaakov Avinu calls in his mishpacha. It's the time he's giving all the brachas, except for besides Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We all think as little kids that he spoke to them individually. It's not what happened. Rav Yaakov says a beautiful idea. Rav Yaakov says that he actually gave them the brachas individually, but he made sure to do it in front of everyone. He made sure to do it in front of the whole mishpacha. Why did he make sure to do that? Because he wanted to impart to them the incredible message to know that none of you are good by yourselves. All of you are amazing, but only if you're together. Yaakov wasn't out to lunch. He saw what happened in Yosef's childhood. You know, he understood what was going on. Yaakov understood that if you're a prat, you're only a prat if you're part of the klal. And that's what he says over here on the left-hand column, page 10. Kolomar kol echa me'alachem haya noichach b'shosh adiba Yaakov b'protios im kol shevet. Reuven heard what Yosef got. And Reuven heard what Shimon got. Well, I guess that, you know, they got the curses, but they heard what Dan got. They heard what Yehuda got. It's like Yaakov telling each one of them, Hakshev, listen. It's like Mamash, so beautiful. It's a tafkid shenodo. Look at your brother. Look at his tafkid. Look at his goals. Look what he's good at. Know that your brother's great. But you're only great if you're together, if you're one. That's why the Rishner says on this pasuk, he also Yaakov. So Chazal say that the Shekhinah left him, right? He was about to tell Mashiach's going to come, but the Shekhinah left him. The Rishner says, the Shekhinah might have left the when, but the how he told them so. He osvu, gather together. Then I can tell you what's going to happen. If you gather together, you care about each other, you value each other, and you have no problem be able to handle anything you go out, especially ikvus of the Mashiach. The rest of the world, they don't care if you're Jews, if you're Jewish, they don't care if you're religious. Well, keep up. And suddenly, in the Jewish culture, if you wear this type of kippah, that type of kippah, you daven nusach sfar. Oh, sorry, I have nothing to do with you. BRS is getting the same letters that shuls are getting in Maryland and Florida. That's why we're here. The anti-Semites could care less if we're religious or non-religious. Yaakov Avinu is telling his kids, stop looking at the end of the day what your brothers are lacking. You're one family, you're one mishpacha. Understanding that you're all together. That's the number one way to be able to beat the Yitzhahara, which means to beat the Amim of the world that says, you're not one family, or your person's Yitzhahara, they think you're better than everyone else. No, you're only as strong if you're together. You're only strong to beat the Yitzhahara if you're together as one. And that's really what Rav Nelson writes in the page 12, on the last page. He says, if you look at the pasuk in Mem Tes Beis, it gets cut off, but I'll just tell you. It says, "Hikasu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov." You should listen to the words of Yisrael Avichem. So he says, why does it change from b'nei Yaakov to b'nei Yisrael? B'nei Yaakov, b'nei Yisrael. So he says, in a little, if we could get a little Kabbalistic, not so much. The Rosh Hashanah just quoted the Arizal, so we could go a little bit. He says, b'nei Yaakov refers to Mochen de Katnas. Yaakov refers to the midah of when a person's not doing the best things. He's not having the best day. He's not having the best, you know, the best Shemon Esrei. And B'nai Yisrael is kisarisa, when you feel like you're strong, when you're doing the right thing. He says in the left-hand paragraph, he kafts to v'shima B'nai Yaakov, in the quotes, sheyishmu al divrei toras ha-kadosh of Yeshua l'Hashem. Even you, B'nai Yaakov, the Jews maybe have done the wrong things. Right? We know Breslev always connects to those Jews who might feel like they're not the best. B'nei Yaakov, he kafts to v'shima B'nei Yaakov. Know that you're still part of B'nei Yisrael.
B'shima b'nei Yisrael avichem, El Yisrael avichem. Listen, you're also part of b'nei Yisrael. Don't think that, oh, you're out to lunch. You know your davening's not as good, or you're learning that you're done. No, you're part of the Jewish klal. He says that's the whole avoda, to be able to bring those nefashos back, for us to be able to realize that, to bring ourselves back, that a Jew can always come back to the Baruch Hashem, and to also bring others back. I think that this is a tremendous lesson for us, especially now going into Shovavim, to understand that there are certain values in our lives, to be able to make sure we make the proper priorities. But at the end of the day, to remember these messages of Rabbeinu Yonah, to make sure to have the midos of Anava, to understand that it's not all about, this mission is not all about scare. I've learned this mission 1,000 times, but no Malanach flipped it on its head. To know what it means, that it's a schuss to be a Jew. It's a schuss to be a soldier of Kadosh Baruch Hu's army. But we have to know how to beat our enemies. The Daf can know that Rav Nosson said, when an enemy, he's running around showing you that he's got all the good, but he's got nothing. The three ways how to beat the Eitz Sahara, of Torah, of Kriya Shema, which is Mesiris Nefesh, like the Ish Kodesh said in last week's Parsha as well, and to think about the day of your death, and of sure, I really connected it to Kinnat, Haver, Bekovet, Mitzmotzi, Mitzodom. They're all three connected. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We have all the DNA inside of us. We have to make sure to always look within ourselves. And as Hashem, if we stay together as one, Chesed, Torah, Tefillah, then we'll be zochet to fight off any personal Yitzhahara or any national Yitzhahara. Please, God, as Hashem, Shvi Zochet, to be together as Yaakov Inu told his children, Hayal Solachem, Be'ez Ba'achar Sayyamim, as Hashem, Mashiach, Sikhenu, Mimhir, Vamin, Amin, Vamin. Thank you.